Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
It's James and Wiggy on Sports Radio WEEI.
How do you think they feel about all of this?
They have been behind him the entire time. And so it's been actually really interesting because, you know, my thought was either the Chiefs are being lied to or they are being told the truth. And for a long time, you know, and I had heard that they were supporting him and believed him. And he was really up front, but I just couldn't report it because it would just seem ridiculous. You know what I mean? Like, it would either show that they're completely not believable or something else that we all thought was completely wrong. And it turned out that something else we all thought was completely wrong. The Chiefs had been behind him. They had been talks about a big-time contract extension. I would expect those to resume, you know, maybe when the season starts.
All right, that was Ian Rappaport, who was on Dale and Keefe last week, talking about Tyreek Hill. And we're Wiggy and James, by the way. Jermaine Wiggins, Mark with a C, James, to get in. The number is 617-779-7937. I was pretty shocked. I was pretty surprised that the NFL did absolutely nothing. Now, apparently they felt as though that they didn't have a lot of evidence or any evidence at all to make a sort of a judgment one way or another. But we do have the sound, John, I know, of Tyreek Hill talking to his fiance saying, "You need to be terrified of me."
Mm-hmm.
And from a league that loves to play selective justice, they love to play that card where you get a suspension, like Oprah, you get a suspension and you get. And all of a sudden, Tyreek Hill gets nothing when the NFL had, to me, less on Ezekiel Elliott. They gave him six games like they were giving out candy on Halloween. I couldn't believe that. And all of a sudden, you have a three-year-old boy with a broken arm. Neither the mother or father are held responsible due to the law down in Kansas City and the state of Missouri or the NFL. Now, the NFL doesn't need law enforcement because law enforcement, if I'm not mistaken, Jameis Winston, nothing happened to him on the female Uber driver thing, and the NFL found enough preponderance of evidence that he indeed did it, and they suspended him three games. Jimmy Smith got four games from the Baltimore Ravens. Ezekiel Elliott, with little evidence at all, Wiggy, got six games. How does the NFL you like this nickname? The NFL dictator commissioner, Fidel Goodell. How does the NFL drop the ball on this?
Well, because that's the
Fidel Goodell.
I was calling him Commissioner Thor because he, if you know Article 46 in the CBA, is basically he doesn't need you to be convicted of a crime or he doesn't need any evidence for him to make his suspension. When you're talking about,
he's the judge, jury, and executioner.
Yeah, when you're talking about, you know, like conduct detrimental to, you know,
personal conduct policy.
You need to be terrified of me too.
I mean, isn't that a veiled? I mean, he said that on public record. Now, granted, I don't know where this took place. They said in Missouri, it's a one-party state, meaning, Wiggy, you can be taped without your knowledge, and it's admissible in a court of law.
Right, right. Well, you know, but even I listened to the whole 11 minutes of the audio.
Me too.
Right? And so when you listen to it, it doesn't instantly go, okay, he's guilty of doing it, but it doesn't really go, okay, he's innocent, right? And it's the same with her. Like, you don't know if you believe him or if you believe her. When you listen to it, it's like you're saying to yourself, they're both lying, but we don't know how far this lie goes. It all goes back to Commissioner Goodell, right? And his ability to basically, like you said, decide on how he wants to suspend guys. I mean, he suspended Tom Brady for four games for not evidence about Brady deflating footballs, right? What was the actual saying And that
conduct detrimental to the league?
No, in the Wells report, what was the actual finding of Brady? Do you remember the saying, the way that he worded it?
It was nebulous, but yeah, vaguely. Right.
Well, I can't, I'm drawing a blank on it right now. It was like he knew, but he didn't do nothing. It was something stupid, but he's
more probable than not.
Yes, more probable than not.
Good job, John Anderson.
What the hell does that mean? More probable than not.
Right.
It's legalese, but it's weird when it's used in the context of suspending a player.
It's totally nebulous.
Right. So what happened? So what you see? So when I look at this Tyreek Hill thing, it all goes back to the commissioner, right?
Sure.
You suspend the Brady for 4 games based on that basic statement, and then you got Tyreek Hill in this situation. Now, granted, if you listen to the tape, you don't know who to believe, but you do know that there's something going on there, right? And he has a little bit of a history, so you kind of take that in consideration. You go, all right, we at least got to suspend him for a game or two just based off of the thing that you said, Mark, where he says to her, you should be scared of me, right? Because that's, you know.
We actually have the clip. Here it is. Tyreek and his ex-girlfriend, Crystal Espinal.
Bro, then where did the bruises come from, Tyreek?
Did I hit you?
Where did the bruises come from?
Did I hit you, though?
I'm asking, where did the bruises come from?
Did I hit you, though? Did I hit you? Tell the truth. Tell me the truth in my eyes right
now.
No,
you're not thinking about what had happened.
Look at me.
We're not thinking about that. Right now, the issue is...
No, we're going to handle both of these issues right now while it's on my chest. Because the still hurt over that, bro.
And you don't think that this... It hurts me.
And when you walked outside and turned around, what you had said, are you sure you're done with me? And what I had said, you can go home. And we done. And
no, you didn't do that. No, but you're not listening to me.
All right, is that it?
So
No, I thought there was more there, John. We got a little more? Because I want to, like...
No, you didn't do that. No, but you're not listening to me. Think about why a freaking 3-year-old would tell everybody and anybody that you broke his arm. Why would... do that.
I'm the one that plays with him, maybe. That's why. Because look.
He is terrified of you. And you say that he respects you, but it's not respect.
And this is part of this is some old audio right here. But.
So you see, when you listen to the audio, right?
Mm-hmm.
You clearly say to yourself, right? If you just kind of like, if they just plopped you down on the earth and you didn't know what was going on here, and they told you, all right, here's somebody that's video is recording a person unbeknownst to them, you start to think, like, what's going on here? It's like she's pushing him on the question, like, about the kid's arm. And then he's pushing her, like, did I hit you? Did I hit you? Did I hit you? And there's, like, there's no clarification whatsoever from either one of them. And so it goes back to Goodell and his ability to say, you know what? I'm the commissioner. I have the power to suspend guys based on what I feel. It's not what I found or as far as evidence and that kind of thing. At the end of the day, it's, all right, here's all the evidence that I have in front of me as Goodell. I take my Stormbreaker in this case because I called him the Thor. And if you know the reference to the Thor, he wields that hammer and he goes, you know what? All right, I'm going to suspend this guy for 2 games based on how I feel. All right, Tom Brady, what's the findings here? More probable than not, I'm going to suspend him for 4 games.
Okay, so let me jump in there real quick and say, and the NFL had little less than that. We sort of have it's not the smoking gun from a standpoint of Ray Rice knocking his then fiance Janae Palmer out in an Atlantic City casino elevator. We don't have that, but we do have enough there on the audio to hear when he says, you should be terrified, me, B word. And then here's another thing. Last year, prior to the start of the season, that the NFL suspended Ravens cornerback Jimmy Smith for 4 games, quote, this is according to the Baltimore Ravens. One of our players, Jimmy Smith, has been suspended without pay for violating the NFL's personal conduct policy. The NFL found evidence of threatening and emotionally abusive behaviors by Jimmy toward his former girlfriend that showed a pattern of improper conduct. Our player's behavior was inappropriate and wrong. So what is that saying? You should be terrified of me, B word. That's not... That's not sort of a veiled threat. So here's what I'm saying is this. It goes back to selective justice. Tom Brady, you get a 4-game suspension for allegedly, even though we can't prove it, more probable than not, deflating footballs. Jameis Winston, you get 3 games, even though the law didn't say you didn't do anything, but we think that you physically groped a female Uber driver, you get 3 games. Jimmy Smith, for emotionally and threatening abusive behavior, you get 4 games. Ezekiel Elliott, you get 6, little or no evidence. And Tyreek Hill, you get nothing. Kareem Hunt, you get suspended. So here's what I think. And you can call me an Oliver Stone conspiracy theorist on this wiki. Here's what I think.
Mm-hmm.
I think because the Chiefs acted so swiftly on Kareem Hunt and they got rid of him right away, and they knew that this Tyreek Hill thing was going to be an issue. I think because in the NFL, as you know, Wiggy, the most devalued position that is a dime a dozen position is the running back position. It's tough to get a franchise wide receiver like Antonio Brown, Julio Jones, Odell Beckham Jr., or Tyreek Hill. I think it was a quid pro quo scenario where the Chiefs said, we'll cut Kareem Hunt, and we'll take and we'll do right away, and we'll be proactive on this. But you got to go easy on us when it comes to Tyreek Hill. And I can't prove it, but I wonder if
yeah,
this
but
was
those
a quick-
two things don't add up though, because the Kareem Hunt thing happened way before the Tyreek Hill thing, and Kareem Hunt was cut from the Kansas City Chiefs before the Tyreek Hill thing even happened. So those two things are separate. When you look at this situation here, it comes down to what we talked about, the commissioner having the power to basically levy suspensions when you're talking about conduct detrimental to the shield. You know, the whole thing with him, it's protect the shield, the integrity of the shield. He has the ability based on how he feels, you know, because it's been proven he does not need a conviction from law enforcement, right? He doesn't need that to suspend the guy. He can suspend
the
guy.
Jameis Winston thing, right. Jimmy Smith thing. I mean, there's so Ezekiel Elliott.
Right. He can suspend guys based on the information he has and then on how he feels. So that's what it all goes back to with the Tyreek Hill thing. When you listen to the 11 minutes, there's nothing that proves that he did it. There's nothing that proves he didn't do it. So now.
Well, Wiggy, a 3-year-old boy has a broken arm. Right. Somebody did something.
That's what I'm saying. But there's nothing that proves it was Tyreek Hill. If you listen to the 11-minute audio, she clearly says, I hit the kid as well. So we don't know who was the cause of the broken arm. And then if you go back to the timeline, things don't really add up because there's a picture of the kid taking a picture with a guy dressed as Spider-Man somewhere around January with a cast on his left arm. Right?
Yep.
So that was in January. These allegations and things weren't till March. There's another picture that then Tyreek Hill puts out of his son, or it's like a Snapchat video in March where his kid doesn't have a cast on. So there's a lot of like gray area here.
Sure, sure.
And then the investigation, they don't really tell us what's going on.
All I know is a 3-year-old son has a broken arm,
right,
and it didn't happen by an act of God.
Right.
That's what we do know.
But we don't
now, he didn't fall. We don't know he fell or anything.
We don't know what happened, right?
We
don't know if the kid fell. We don't know if somebody pushed him. We don't know if somebody grabbed it.
But how, again, you know, we could talk about the son all day long. You have him saying,
right,
you should be terrified.
Right, so
that's a threat.
That should warrant a suspension.
Thank you. That's all I'm saying. At least 4 games.
I wouldn't say 4 games.
2.
At least a game suspension.
2. At least 2.
Well, it's, you should have, whether you want to, you know, we're splitting hairs, 1 or 2, right? You should have a suspension for that.
Okay, fair enough. We'll pick this up on the other side. Tyreek Hill, did the NFL get this right or wrong? 617-779-7937. I think they dropped the ball big time. Now it's time for trending.
But first, we trend.
This is Boston Sports Station. Now here's what's trending on WEEI.
Trending now brought to you by the 99 Restaurants. Visit the 99 Restaurants the day after the Red Sox win, which wasn't yesterday. And kids get a free meal from the kids' menu with every adult entree purchase. The 99 Restaurant, the official family restaurant of the Boston Red Sox. Speaking of, boy, oh, they looked horrible. 2 of their worst losses of the season. Friday night, 11-2, David Price, 6 earned runs. Yesterday, they only had 1 hit against a quadruple-A Orioles team. Got shut out 5-0 Andrew Trashner got the loss but struck out 7 in the 6 innings he pitched. They open up a 3-game set against the Rays down in beautiful sunny St. Pete. Catch all the action right here with Joe Kostig and Josh Lewin on the WEI Red Sox Radio Network. Pregame begins at 7:10. Pregame begins at 6:10. Game at 7:10. You don't have to worry about the weather down there because there's a roof over that monstrosity called Tropicana Field. 6 Patriot players, Wiggy, will start the season on the pup list, including Sony Michel, Demaryius Thomas, Dietrich Wise, Nate Ebner, Cole Crosston, and Ken Webster. Some good news for the Pats, though. Isaiah Wynn passed his physical after tearing his Achilles before the beginning of last season. Oh, by the way, one more Red Sox note. They're reportedly showing active interest in Padres closer Kirby Yates and Blue Jays closer Ken Giles. Shane Lowry won the Open Championship in his home country of Ireland on Sunday, his first major title. Headlines with Wiggy coming up next. Do not miss it on Wiggy and James.
This is the WEEI Sports Radio Network. Headlines with Wiggy. Headlines with Wiggy. You've heard it for years, but you've never heard it like this. It's time for Headlines with Wiggy on Sports Radio WEEI.
The intellectual discussion is if we're talking about
it's the Blunt and the Grin Brother
cap.
Right?
Huh?
The Blunt and the Grin Brother. Well, no, he's having intellectual conversation.
Intellectual conversation is like, you know, we're talking about like Socrates or something like that, right?
Ooh, yeah, yeah, yeah.
Hey,
yeah.
That's like, you know, like the Roman Colosseum.
The Roman Colosseum, yeah, yeah, like, that's yeah. Like, what about it?
Or the Picasso painting. That's like an intellectual conversation.
Or you can talk about this painting behind you. Look.
Well, I'd like to ask him, like to say, hey, what are your feelings on the painting of the Mona Lisa?
The Mona Lisa.
And I want to see what his reaction, because that I would think that would be
that's an intellectual conversation.
Right.
Yeah, yeah.
Right. So,
or what's you know, how do you
journalism is dead?
There you go. Or you know, how do you split the atom, right. Mark?
So that is our intellectual conversation. He never answered my question, Mark. With a C, James, what is the Mona Lisa and the whole purpose of the painting? So well, we had an intellectual conversation on that.
It's a masterpiece. It's scary. It's a little scary to look at the Mona Lisa, but every time I see her, it's just, you know, is what it is.
Okay.
Yeah.
That's our intellectual conversation.
Right. Was that yesterday? That was
months ago.
Yeah, that was months ago. Before you and I had our intellectual conversation about race and Western math. Massachusetts.
Right, that's right, right.
For you growing up. So Headlines, we got those sponsored?
Yes, Headlines is sponsored by Northeast Men's Clinic, specializing in men's sexual health. Learn more at northeastmensclinic.com or call 617-793-5000.
All right, well, I appreciate that. That way we always pay homage to my man, Chris Curtis. Good morning for Headlines here. All right, so now the biggest question is the NBA season is still some time away. The Celtics have made their move.
Good morning.
A little late.
That's all right.
Yeah, come on.
It doesn't
You're
matter.
Doing so well, John.
Hey, listen, as long as I get a Chris Curtis's good morning.
Good morning.
You made my day.
Right, right.
So, like I was saying, basketball season still time away. What are the Celtics going to do? We kind of know what they're going to do. But there is still hope for the Celtics if this year doesn't pan out for them. Anthony Davis, I am going to hitch my wagon to this.
Here we go.
I will hitch my wagon to him until I see him sign on the dotted line. Now, if you don't know, he had the interview with Rachel Nichols on ESPN. She asked him about, you know, whether or not he was going to sign there long term. He was non-committal to that. So, okay, that's one step to show that Anthony Davis potentially could be on the market after next basketball season. The other thing now, if you are a Celtics fan like myself and you're still hoping on the big Anthony Davis, is that he has now not elected to buy in the California area in L.A., but he's elected to rent a $14 million home in Bel Air for $50,000 a month.
That's it?
That's it.
Wow, I thought my rent in Watertown was expensive. Yeah. 50 G's a month. That's it, huh?
50 G's a month. So that tells
me. And he's a bachelor, too. So can you imagine? I can only imagine how that home looks like. He brings home, you know, a lady on a date, like 50 G a month. G a month, man. That's gotta got to be a nice pad.
He's got to be careful because one of the other stories I'm going to get to a little bit later in Headlines, you'll see why you have to be careful on who you're bringing home, especially when you're paying 50 grand a month. So
Someone might have cased his place, you think?
Well, I'll get to it.
A tease during headlines.
Now you know that Anthony Davis, like I said, is still going to be on the open market next year. I know he's been having Taco Tuesdays at LeBron's house, but he hasn't set anything in stone for him returning to L.A. after the season.
Interesting.
And with him not buying a home tells me, why would you just not buy a home? Save yourself some money. I mean, add that up, $50,000 a month rent.
Yeah.
I mean, what is that? Let's do the math real quick. I'm not very good at math.
It's a $600,000.
$600,000.
I believe.
50 times 10, 500.
Well, I did times 12, $600,000.
Yeah, so 55. I was using my
Okay,
so
if you want to do 10, if you want to do 10 months, because,
No, I do 10 months, give me the 500, then I add 500? I add the 2 months.
So okay, good. So $600,000. But that's...
But why would you throw $600,000 away when you could now, if you know you're going to be in L.A. long term, why not just buy a place out there?
Yeah, LeBron did that in Miami, and then he ended up selling it for a profit 4 years later.
Right, so that would be the thing. So keep an eye on that. Moving to one of the greatest horror movies of all time. I remember this movie as a kid growing up.
The original
Halloween franchise, and if you are a horror movie connoisseur like myself.
I am, Wiggy. Can I tell you this? I've never divulged
the worst Halloween 3.
The
Season of the Witch.
Days till Halloween. Yes. Halloween.
Oh, God, that's the worst movie ever.
Okay, so I'm a huge old school movie guy, horror movies. Uh-huh. I have a collection that I've invested in through movie poster stores in L.A. and in New York City.
Collection of dead bodies.
A collection of original movie posters. I've got them restored.
Okay.
And had them backed to where they're preserved forever and framed. It's cost me thousands of dollars. I have original Halloween.
All right.
Friday the 13th.
Okay.
The Exorcist.
All right.
Texas Chainsaw Massacre. Silence of the Lambs.
Yes.
No
Hellraiser?
No, all the Star Wars original ones.
Okay.
Okay, and then I have a Godfather.
Yep.
Original Godfather from 1972.
Right.
I have a bunch of, I'm so proud of my... and I have an original Jaws and Jaws 2, 40x60, that used to be on the subways in New York City.
Wow.
Just when you thought it was safe to go back in the water, the fins coming up with the sun setting in the background. Wiggy.
This is something... No, we've learned about Mock James.
Oh, no, it's...
All of...
If I ever get to build a dream house and, make it to Jerry Callahan territory...
If you ever get that Anthony Davis $50,000 a month rent, you can afford that.
I will never be able to afford that. Yeah, I will never be able to afford that.
Don't believe in Mock James with a C.
$50,000 a month,
good things will happen. Yeah. So
I found Mark is very sneakily, you're very culturally sound.
Yes.
Thank you.
Now that we know that he has a collection of movie posters from back in the day.
Yeah, so, and the originals, too, I might add. I'm very proud of that.
So the original Halloween was one of my favorite movies, and they just had a sequel not too long ago with Jamie Lee Curtis that was tremendous.
It was good.
If you hadn't seen it, it was very good. But come to find out, that is not it.
You don't believe in the boogeyman? You should.
The saga of Michael Myers and Laurie Strode isn't over. On October 16th, 2020, Halloween Kills.
Get out of here!
And on October 15th, 2021,
Happy Halloween, Michael.
Halloween Ends.
That might be one of the...
Wow. Don't you think it's gone on way too long, though?
No. Because the new Halloween kind of brought it back. So there are going to be two more sequels to this.
By the way, there's Halloween 3.
Yeah, the worst Halloween ever. Worst that Michael Myers wasn't even in.
I know.
So there's going to be two more. Jamie Lee Curtis is going to come back. We obviously know her. We're going to see how this role plays. Halloween Kills, which will be October 2020. And then the Halloween franchise, as we know it, with John Carpenter, because he's going to be involved in the next two, will end. Danny McBride was one of the co-writers on the last Halloween sequel that just came out in 2018.
It did very well. I'm a huge fan, and I will tell you, you just can't kill Michael Myers, Wiggy.
No.
You cannot kill him. He's just going to keep coming back.
We thought if you've seen the last Halloween, 2018, spoil a lot, we thought when she burned him in the house, that was it. But we did hear a little bit breathing if you'd stay through the mid-credits of the movie.
I thought 1 and 2 were they were amazing.
The
original 1. Yes. Hey, I will say this, though, Wiggy. As much as I scoffed at it because I don't like remakes, the first remake by Rob Zombie...
Yeah, that wasn't bad.
It wasn't bad. You know why? You know what was different about it?
Because it kind of told you the story about him.
Growing up, right. Yeah.
So we'll
like,
see.
You know, the first one, you just saw he was 6 and then he was 21.
Right, so yeah. we'll see where this goes. So going back to the Anthony Davis thing, you said he was a bachelor. You got to be taking it easy because you never know what happens. We all know Kevin Garnett, former Boston Celtics. Hopefully Area 21, that's the show that he's doing now.
Hall of Famer.
Yes, future Hall of Famer is paying him very well because KG in court just recently has to pay his ex-wife $100,000 a month.
What?
Yes.
Well, for what? Alimony?
Child support and alimony, spousal support.
G a month? But he's not playing anymore.
Well, hopefully. I think he's made a ton of money throughout his career.
Contractually, I think him and Kobe Bryant have made the most money in NBA history. So. Well, this is prior to, like, LeBron, but, like, I think up until when he retired, he made the most money contractually. $100,000
a month to his ex-wife.
Wow.
So that's why I said if you're Anthony Davis, you better be careful who you bring back to your apartment. Because if you're spending $50,000 a month on your apartment, there's gonna be somebody out there. That's like
worse than a sexually transmitted disease that keeps on giving.
There's some thoughts out there that are like hitting the lottery. So they looking at Anthony Davis like a lottery ticket you know what they see KG's ex-wife is getting $100,000. So. You know what, KG? Hopefully Area 21 pays very well. Mashallah Ali, if you don't know him, he was in Green Book and he was also in True Detectives. The black actor from Green Book who played the pianist.
Yep.
If you don't know, I'm a big fan of his, but he is going to be playing an iconic role. We have some sound?
He's been rumored about. Ladies and gentlemen, two-time Academy Award winner, Mahershala Ali. Got your own hat, Mahershala. You did? What is that?
Right. So that was him at Comic-Con San Diego, and he was talking to Kevin Feige, who was the Marvel Comic Universe, and he is going to be your new Blade, movie Blade that Wesley... Now, hopefully they have Wesley Snipes in it some way. You got to pay homage to the King, because he's kind of like the originator of all this MCU.
See, for me, I'm more of a Nino Brown Wesley Snipes guy. Yeah, there are real gangsters in real life trying to imitate that.
Nino Brown was a good one.
Rock-a-bye,
baby.
That's what you do. You roll up on someone in broad daylight.
It keeps calling and calling and calling. All right. Now, this story is crazy. An old man was released from jail because he didn't pose a threat. He had been in jail for 25 years for stabbing his wife and killing her. But he was 77 or 78 years old. They said, you know what? This guy's no threat. We're going to release him back into society. And guess what he did when they released him back into society? He decided to kill again, justice system. He then killed a homeless woman, similar way, stabbed her. And so he's headed back to jail in August. So just because somebody's old and they've been sitting in the can forever.
How old was he?
He was 77 or 78,
and he killed someone right as soon as he got out?
As soon as he got out. And when they let him out, the reason why they let him out is because they said this guy will not be a threat to society because he's so
old. It was kind of like they thought the old man in Shawshank Redemption.
Right.
And he ended up, with he hung
pigeons.
Himself.
Yeah, with the pigeons. Himself, the man letting him out, and then all of a sudden he kills. Another great, you know, you could see the stories of our justice system and how it works throughout the world. This young lady's name is... Gwendolyn Purbish. She is an Eagles fan, and she was sentenced to 6 to 15 years on drug charges. Oh, so they were walking her down the cell, and they asked her about her sentence. Listen to this.
Any comment about the sentence, Ms. Priestfish?
Go Birds.
You heard that, right?
She said go what?
She said go Birds.
Oh, go Birds.
Yes. Go Birds.
Go Birds. So there is our justice system working with its finest.
Right.
You just get sentenced to, you know, 15.
Now you know why, Wiggy, when you played at the old vet, You play at the old vet, Wiggy, then you play at the new one. There's a judge inside of Lincoln Financial Field at all times because of people like that.
Right. So, Eagles fan, rather than saying, you know what, I've been wrongly accused here. I was not selling drugs. I was not doing all that drug trafficking. I can't do 15 years. She decided to say, go Birds. And that is your headline.
Oh, good stuff, Wiggy. Good stuff. I thought you were going to actually go with one that I suggested. You didn't go with it.
Which one was that?
Former NFL running back Darren McFadden.
Okay, I saw that.
You saw that one, right? He was arrested for DUI and resisting arrest for falling asleep at a Whataburger drive-thru.
Whataburger? I've never had Whataburger.
Yeah, I have.
Remember when he fell in the shower and broke his...
When
he was reaching for... He dropped his phone and went to pick it up or something, or he was in the shower and he fell and broke his forearm.
I literally thought he was a guy that was going to really come in the league and just tear it up, and he never did.
He had a couple good years.
Yeah, he had the year behind the Great Wall of Dallas, but that was pretty much it.
When you said fell asleep, I was thinking of, who was the wide receiver that they signed? What was the wide receiver the Patriots signed not too long ago, where he's asleep... At the wheel.
Michael Floyd.
Yeah, when you said I thought it was going to be audio of that. So.
Yeah, Michael Floyd.
Well, headlines is always fluid.
It is certainly. So is Wiggy and James. We'll be back more after this.
The WEEI Sports Radio Network. You're locked in to the WEEI Sports Radio Network.
I'm not surprised necessarily that the NFL didn't suspend him because of the abuse allegations, because it obviously wasn't conclusive evidence. Cops didn't pursue it. I thought they would come down on him because of the verbal threat, given the fact that this is a woman he has a very disturbing history with, right? The history that I just described. So given that context, for him to come out and threaten her, which is what that was, and that's something that the league has suspended players for before, Jimmy Smith on the Ravens, I am surprised they did nothing.
It's Mina Kimes from ESPN talking about the Tyreek Hill situation, and that was my whole point, Wiggy, too. I thought she said it eloquently, I just didn't get the fact that when you have that sort, you need to be threatened of me, and for the NFL to just let him walk without a one or two, I would have given him a two-game suspension.
Well, that's Goodell's doing, right? I mean, it comes
that is Goodell's doing.
We've heard this many a times before. He's a judge, jury, and executioner when it comes to, you know, off-the-field conduct and the suspensions and that kind of thing. So why doesn't he do that? That's the biggest question that we're sitting here, and you think about it. Granted, when you say we don't know what's going on with the actual criminal investigation, the criminal case, we know that they sealed it, they dropped it. All right, so we know there's nothing coming forward with that. But we also know that the commissioner doesn't need any evidence. He doesn't need a criminal indictment. He doesn't need an arrest. He doesn't need none of that to suspend guys. And he elects not to. I think it's a very, very poor look on the league. And it's too much gray area when you're talking about the conduct, detrimental integrity of the game, suspension when you talk about Goodell and his ability to hand down suspension. So I think they got to do a better job. The new CBA is going to be coming up, so hopefully they'll be able, players will be able to figure out, okay, we need to take the power away from him. What I'd like to see them have.
It'll never happen, Wiggy.
I think it will moving forward. They should have a suspension board where you have maybe former players, former coaches, former GMs, maybe even former law enforcement.
I just don't think the NFL will allow that to happen.
No, but it's not about the NFL.
But it's got to be between the owners, the commissioner, and the players. I just don't think you have to. He's not going to want to have any power taken away from him.
But I don't know if players are still in the position where they want him to have the power to not only suspend guys,
yep,
but also he has the ability, when you go to appeal your suspension, he's the guy you're appealing to. So when you look at that, like we've seen it here, we saw it with the Brady case. Brady is fighting against a suspension which is stupid. You got no evidence.
Nothing.
So we know that in the rules it says that, okay, like an equipment violation, which would be considered messing with the footballs or those type of things, is a $25,000 fine. At worst case scenario, It's a $250,000 fine, I believe it is, but it's to the organization, not the players being suspended. Right. So you suspend him for four games. Now you got this Tyreek Hill situation where you don't suspend him, and we've seen it in the past with other players. Ezekiel Elliott, six games for something that, you know, they barely had anything to go
nothing.
For
and that, and therein lies why this league is so poorly run from that standpoint. You have selective justice, you don't have consistency, and it's just amazing to me at the end of the day, a three-year-old boy has a broken arm, and if the law, which really, really dropped the ball, if they're not going to make people either Tyreek Hill or his ex, Crystal Espinal, responsible and accountable for this, like, at least the league should say, well, something happened and we're going to err on the side of caution. You're going to at least get it. I go back to this. I think it was a quid pro quo scenario where the Chiefs were quick on getting rid of Kareem Hunt, and then that they knew the Tyreek Hill thing was coming up, and they probably behind closed doors maybe said to the commissioner, well, we got rid of Kareem Hunt quickly, and the NFL took it easy, and they just said, yeah, I'm somewhat shocked. Alex Reamer wrote a great article on WEI.com, said NFL insiders say full Tyreek Hill tape exonerates him in abuse case. It does no such thing, end quote. Remember, he said to her, quote, you need to be terrified of me too, bitch. That's why you can't keep a effing man, end quote. All right, coming up next. Well, we had Price Eckersley 1. We had Price Eckersley the sequel. Then we had Price getting shelled in Baltimore Friday night. Six earned runs in four innings. Wiggy, Eck was in Cooperstown yesterday for the Hall of Fame ceremony, and he had some comments about David Price. We'll get to that. Wiggy and James on WEI.
Spring is a time of renewal, so why not refresh your home with a little help from Blinds.com? We make getting custom window treatments a minor project with major impact. Choose from premium blinds, shades, and shutters. We even have options for your patio, too. Blinds.com invented a better way to shop for custom window treatments. There's no pushy salespeople in your home or inflated showroom prices. Our design experts can help you find the perfect window treatments on your schedule. We'll even send free samples directly to you. Plus, we can handle the measuring and installation for you. Unlimited window treatments installed for just one low cost. And with Blinds.com, you'll always get transparent pricing. No hidden fees. Our free shipping and 100% satisfaction guarantee can put the spring back into your step. And into your home, too. Shop Blinds.com right now and save up to 40%. Up to 40% off for a limited time at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.